Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day. Good day, and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You've come to that location on the internet where we laugh a lot, we look at each other. And,
that's what you get for making fun of me.
That's exactly yep. That's what I get. You're right. I don't deserve anything. Anyway, it's the way you look. You got that hoodie on. It's a black hoodie.
With the headphones over it.
But anyway, yes, you have come to that place where we talk about the real issues that men face.
Yes.
Cody is in the house today.
I'm not a man's Benzu. There, is that better?
Okay.
No.
That's even worse.
That's worse.
We have a topic today, a main topic of being able to talk about being with the family. Yes, that's right. You know, your wife, your children, grandchildren, with the family. Do you make the time? Do you take the time? Is it? Are you taking the upper hand of saying, "Hey, we need to get together. We need to be together. I need to spend time with my children, or my son, or my daughter, whomever it is." You know, is it a priority? Are you being intentional about that sort of thing?
Is it good quality too?
Yes,
good quality.
And so we're going to talk about family and that sort here as soon as. As the main topic. So, but in the meantime, we like to kind of kick things off with some encouragement for the men who are listening. And we've been encouraging each other downstairs before the show, even to the point to where the producer says, "You've got 2 minutes."
I think it was a minute and a half.
A minute and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I booked it upstairs. Yeah. All right. So, anyways, encouragement out of Psalms 105. This is about, well, some of it is. Most of it's going to be about Joseph and what he went through. Anyways, so we got Psalm 105, verse 19. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. So this is talking about when Joseph was in prison.
Yep.
So this, I know for me, is encouraging because it doesn't necessarily say that, and a lot of times we think that it's always the devil doing stuff. Well, this time.
And the devil made me do it?
Yeah. The Lord left him in prison to teach him what he needed to be taught, to test him, to give him what he needed to do, because he was going to eventually run the nation. So whatever it was he learned while he was in prison, and the Lord kept him in there until he had learned what he needed to learn. Mm-hmm. We don't know what that is, but anyways, the Lord tested him. So in the same thing with our lives when we're going through things that were in them for a time of testing from the Lord, usually. Mm-hmm. So the encouragement is to hold fast like Joseph did. He wasn't whining and complaining. I'm sure he did sometimes. He wrestled with the Lord and struggled.
He was a regular guy.
Yes, which is what guys do. But in the end, we got to hold fast. We got to finish the race, and we just got to trust in the Lord that he's putting us through the things that we're going through, whether we cause them upon ourselves or not. He's putting us through it for a good reason. So Romans 8:28, right? All things work together for those that love him.
Yes.
So
and be joyful in all circumstances,
which is hard to do.
Book of James.
Yep.
You know, and those are things that sometimes we don't want to have to do. But you know what? Here's the deal. This walk with Christ, nobody ever said that, hey, this could be the easiest thing that you're ever
It actually gets harder. I mean, honestly. So
yeah.
It does.
Because, and the reason that is because you're fighting in a battle daily.
Yeah.
And as the enemy knows that you're seeking God, or as he sees and witnesses that you're seeking God, and by showing, by the people seeing the fruit of your deeds, right,
yeah,
which are actually what God's purpose is and what his will is, mm-hmm. okay? And as a result of that, the enemy's going to do turn up the burner.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to turn up the temptations. Yeah. He's going to turn up the, you know, you're going to
Everything.
End up seeing things.
Well, the thing, and even more so if you're doing stuff to advance the kingdom and take away from his dominion, so to speak, and yeah. he's even going to more put the fire on you. So
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
So that's why all the disciples were killed but one. So
Yep.
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 All there you right. go. Encouragement. Well, stay strong in the Lord. Hold fast through the testing.
Yeah, because you know what? You know what? There's no turning back.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to turn back. It's not going to be any easier, man. If you bail out on this one here,
yeah.
you think it's going to be pleasant and...
Yeah. Well, if you're truly a child of God, he's going to put you through it again until you learn your lesson, just like I do with my own kids. I make sure they're going to learn the lesson that they need to be taught, and if they weasel out of it, they'll learn it again down the road sometime.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Well, there's a little encouragement for you. And how about now we get to this main topic, this thing about family. And this mm-hmm. actually is similar to what we're talking about right now in a sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That there are certain things that we think are, as a man, well, first and foremost, mm-hmm. let's talk about just Jesus in a sense.
Okay.
Jesus is relational. Always has been.
Yes. Yes.
From the very... Early on, he was,
Amen.
I mean, it was all, everything is relational.
Mm-hmm.
As he grew from a young child into a young man, he started hanging out with people. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know all the things that he did.
No.
Because it talks about a few things up until uh-huh. he's about 12 years old. And, you know, even at that point, one of the last things as a middle schooler, really, mm-hmm. as 12 years old, he was teaching in synagogue.
I know.
And didn't even bother telling his parents where he was. He says, I'm doing my father's work.
I know.
You know? Yeah. And so, all you know, it's like you sit there and go, whoa. And then all of a sudden mm-hmm. now, from that point until 33,
yeah.
you don't, there's not, there's sure there are things that we can.
Well, for the most part, it kind of goes silent about what he did in his life. And then he came on the scene and.
But what ends up taking place is when he comes back on the scene, mm-hmm. it becomes relational again.
Yeah,
that you end up seeing, and the way the people he hung out with, the people that he was trying to get the word of God, his word, into their hearts, mm-hmm. so that they would see it, know it, sense it, and desire it.
Well, more than anything. What it comes down to is that he cared more for others than himself. He spent time with others trying to. Helped them, encouraged them, and he was the only person in the world that didn't worry about self, who wasn't self-absorbed like everyone else on this world is. And with the family, if a man is self-absorbed, it's going to be a roller coaster of a life, I'll tell you that. From my own experience, I know when I was indulging myself, my family suffered, my kids, I was taking all my frustration, anger out on them. My wife, who wasn't my wife at the time, but it just revolved around the fact that I wanted have my happiness. I didn't really put others first. And when that happens, the chaos that it brings the family is.
You put them first, good. All right, only when you were going to get what you wanted.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Unfortunately, we do that. And a lot of us, especially when I was in that I didn't want to recognize is what it came down to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the only reason I know that is because that's the majority of us guys.
Yeah.
We like to.
I know.
We'll do things for others when we know that we're going to benefit from
it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Because it's all part of a controlling nature because of our desire to want pleasure in our lives and want to feel good and want to be able to.
Want our happiness.
And,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and so we'll do whatever's necessary to put those people in my life
mm-hmm.
to give me those things.
You
did.
And, well, you know, the thing is when Paul talks about redeeming the time of once we're saved, I mean, we spent our whole life living like heathens. I mean, now that we're saved, now we got to put in the work because it's not like you can really make up for the time that you spent living like a child of the devil, but you got to do what you can now really fervently.
Right.
So the same thing is with, just give example. So this weekend with my boy, both my boys, I put them on the carpet They're eating. I gave them some milk. And I told them, I was like, you guys better not spill. And I was really directing it towards Isaiah because he always spills. I think he does it on purpose sometimes.
He's the youngest.
Yeah. I was like, if you spill, Isaiah, I'm going to get upset and you're going to be in trouble. And literally, by the time I got into the kitchen, I hear Dorian, my oldest, the 8-year-old, he says, Dad, milk spilled. And I turn around, I go back, and I noticed that it was his milk. And Dorian's milk, yes. The oldest. And he's like, Isaiah dumped it over. And I just went red because he blatantly lied to me. Like, how dumb am I, son? You really think I'm good? And he got in a lot of trouble for it. Because he lied to me. It wasn't the fact that he spilled this because he lied to me, because he never spills, so he probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble at all. But he lied to me, so he got in a lot of trouble. So then, but later on, the conviction came that if I wasn't so stressful or put stress on them from spilling some milk, which is so simple, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have been nervous about lying about it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And then I wouldn't have had to punish him or whatever it was.
Right.
And so what it is so it's like now I think about that, it's like that's what like redeeming the time is with the family. If you've spent, like I have in the past, just tearing your family apart, you really got to do stuff to build your family back up. And we all, even when we're walking with Christ, we're going to make stupid decisions like that. But you got to make sure that if you don't have the love and the encouragement with your boys or wife, if you take it out on your wife, then when those instances take place, they're going to focus on those and they're not going to know that you love them. So it's just, you know.
You know that your wife, who is carrying a child right now,
yes,
it's probably a girl.
I hope.
And you're going to find,
God willing,
you mentioned got boys and boys only, and you're getting another opportunity to be able to learn raising girls can be a little
much
bit different than with boys, and
which I need.
But the simple fact is that. And you mentioned something that was so important, and yet some guys don't get it, don't ever get it.
Hmm.
They never see what you saw. Okay.
Oh, it didn't happen. It won't happen unless you humble yourself to God for sure. Yeah.
And thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Anyways.
And
go ahead.
I'm glad that you were there. But the fact is that being able to be willing to look in the mirror rather than
look
just
at self, yeah.
mm-hmm. everyone else, yeah. saying, that, see, if you only did what I said, if only, and instead you looked at what is it that I could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe there is probably a prompting from the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit is actually going to be prompting us, giving us the, say, you want to take a look at yourself? And you're able to hear that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that take place? Well, you have to be in conscious contact with him.
You do.
I mean, in
you
a do. Sense.
You've got to be in his word. Yeah,
you've got to be sitting there at your, in other words, your purpose for the things that you're doing is truly trying to be, do God's will and having
it is,
his purpose being done, okay? And as a result of that, you're going to be,
you can hear the conviction take place.
He's going to communicate with us.
And man, my spirit was in distress over how dumb I acted towards my son. So I went and talked to him and apologized, and he was.
Wait a minute here. You apologized to your son?
I did. I was in.
You asked him to forgive you.
I actually explained to him like what I did, how I shouldn't have put the stress on him about spilling, how dumb it was to get upset about spilling milk.
Okay.
So,
praise God, because that, I mean, just looking at ourselves is a huge thing for most men.
Yeah.
To look at, see how they could have maybe done
acting
things differently, but to actually take the action and move forward. Now, I'm not saying this to
it's praise
hold
God.
You up and everything, but it is God that actually is, you're allowing him to make the changes in you. And this is huge, because I'm sure your son now looks at you differently than he did before.
Yeah.
Where there was constant fear.
Yep.
Because you're a disciplinarian, and there's nothing wrong with that. It can be in extreme. But my point is that you've actually showed your son a part of you and allowed yourself to be vulnerable.
Yeah, open up to him, yeah.
Okay, where he saw that, hey, my dad is human.
Yeah.
He actually admitted that he could have done something.
And he's
different.
At the age where he understands. Yeah, he understands.
Yeah.
I mean, 3-year-old doesn't understand. He's like, I love you, Dad. It's okay. But Isaiah or Dorian, he does understand that kind of stuff. And he did. He took it very well. And, I mean, even that whole weekend we spent a lot of time together. We built Legos. We, did all that. So But if I was how I used to be and I did the same thing like I did, even if I went and apologized to him, it probably wouldn't have been received if the rest of my life was how I used to act towards him. So it's important that if you're going to apologize, you can't just keep doing the same stuff over and over again. Right. You can't live like a child of the devil and have wrath all over your life and apologize and expect things to be hokey dokey.
Yeah, yeah. So each and every time.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
Just forgive me now, and then until next time I have to ask you.
And then a day and a half, and it happens again, and you do it again, and eventually, you know, the kids catch on to that, and even the wives will just grow cold to it eventually, I mean, when that happens. So.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things I think is so important is that we understand and realize that, that God is actually has a work in us to do.
Amen.
Okay. And being a husband is tough enough already. Your marriage is challenging in itself, okay? Because you got someone as your helpmate, and sometimes you think that she's not. She's the enemy. She's not the helpmate. And she's probably thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I want to help him, but he thinks I'm the enemy, or he's really the enemy.
He's the
enemy.
So
anyway, and you have two different languages that are going, right?
Yep.
You know, you got guys who are from Venus, or women that are from Venus, and men who are from Mars. You know, we are like Martians.
Okay? Yeah.
And we just don't speak the
same
language.
I agree.
So in essence, that's challenging. But now you throw in another personality. A child, okay, who's in constant need.
100%
from the time that they are born, they're in constant need and desire. Not only desire, they demand attention.
They do,
okay.
And
as a result of that, depending on how our heart is, in a sense, and how we look at things, it can be a burden, or it can be a blessing.
You know, I think I'm glad you're getting into this. The burn aspect. I think a lot of society nowadays is moving towards kids as being a burden. They will just, I mean, I did this when my oldest was born. It just, once again, I was about myself, self-absorbed. But, I mean, I would just put him down in front of television. I would do my own thing. I mean, I'd be gaming out or something, or I'd be doing my own thing, and I would just put him aside, and he would do his own thing. And so, and even families that have kids that are older, even with the wife, the husband's watching TV over here, the wife's reading a book over there, there's no true quality time together. We just put them aside. We talk to them when we need something, as you were saying earlier, when we know we're going to be nice when we want something out of it, you know, like dinner cooked or something like that, whatever it is. And so we just put everyone aside. They're happy over there. They're watching TV. And really what they're doing is they're just looking into a tube, wasting their life, not having anything. They're getting their relationships through television.
Yes.
And it should be through people, through the family.
Yep.
So unfortunately, I think with my family, we're going to be doing away with probably TV pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So just not – and I know not everyone's like that. We really like watching movies, sitting down as family, watching movies together, but no cable. So that's all. I mean, just because it's a big distraction. You just, it's very easy to get caught up hours into TV in a matter of minutes, it seems like. So,
yeah. You know, one of the things that, and that's very cool. I mean, the fact is that you've made a decision as a family. This is what we need to be able to do and everything. And are there exceptions to the rule? Well, there could be, and maybe not. It just depends.
Yeah.
But it depends on how you want to be able to raise your children and what you want them to be privy to, okay? But I think one of the things that is so important is that they're not kept completely in the dark on so that if they go to
on
public
the world.
School, and things that they're not totally surprised.
Yeah.
And sitting there going, whoa, what is that? Nobody didn't know anything about that. You know, why is
I think that's
place?
Where instruction, unfortunately, most dads, I don't think, instruct their kids on things like that. Well, once it goes back, usually because the dad's doing his own thing, he's not concerned with the raising up or the bringing up of the family. They don't instruct the kids or the wife.
And you bring up a good point, and I want to want to carry on this point here about the responsibility of being a dad.
Yeah,
you know, because yes, there are the majority of men who don't take this on. We come back from the break. I want to be able to kind of stir this up a little bit because yes, there are men who are listening. There may be a few men who actually live this way relationally with
their families,
they're involved
their
or they're intentional. But there are many of them that aren't.
Yeah.
And have made errors and mistakes and have been devastating to not only their family, but to them.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
There are a lot of frustrations in any given day, and you can't do much about most of them. But one frustration you can eliminate is unreliable or sluggish internet service. StarTouch Broadband Services is Washington State's largest microwave internet service provider. They would love to help you gain reliable, super quick internet service for your home or business. Get a free estimate from StarTouch and learn more about their services at StarTouch.com.
You know the effort I have given, and you know exactly what it cost. And though my innocence was taken, not everything is lost. Not everything is lost, no. But your love, the only thing that matters is your love.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. Cody and Raul in the studio. And anyway, one of the things where I was going with what we were talking about before the break is...
The men taking responsibility, right?
Yeah, just men taking responsibility, period. Okay? Because here's what takes place in our lives. We end up being raised a certain way. It may not have been a very good way that we were raised. And for whatever reason, we've survived to a certain point. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves, before we realize it, in our mid-20s. And maybe in a place where we've even found somebody that we decided to marry.
Want to have a family
Or whatever. Or not even sure as to why I did that. Maybe I did it. I was, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the point is that we were never taught very well because our own dads were maybe absent and not around and or irresponsible or whatever it might be. But you were raised by maybe someone else or maybe not raised at all in a certain sense. But in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, it says this: if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's Timothy comes right at it here. I should say, of sitting there, Paul letting them know, say, hey, listen, here
need
it is,
working.
Man. This is what you need to tell the men. They need to be taking responsibility.
Taking care of the family, yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of funny. I was going through... I saw a video today on, I don't do Facebook a lot, but every now and then I'll check our website
or
that I have on there. And there was a video that I just saw that was about not even quite a minute long. And it was a dad who was sitting on one of these lawnmowers that it has like a 60-inch whip.
Oh,
right?
the cutter on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's in the backyard. Obviously, this was done last year or something, right? Because it's not in the wintertime. And he's got this thing. And here's his son, who's got to be like in his early 20s, okay, that is standing on the other side of this pile that are the son's games.
Oh,
from
video game. Video his consoles. Yeah, yeah.
And he's got the dad that brought a whole pile of these out, put them in the backyard. He's got to run over them on the. And this kid is saying, "No, you can't do that.
Amen.
You can't do that.
Amen.
These are expensive, and so on and so forth." Right? and the kid.
Oh, I know.
And he's not
I bet
a kid.
He
he's
lost
an adult.
His world.
He started to go toward it, and then all of a sudden, the dad went right at it, and the kid backed away. He went and crumbled, cut them all up. I mean, you're talking about a pile. And if you were to see this, here's what was funny, But it was sad to see how that
broke the kid's heart, probably.
Oh, yeah. Broke his heart. He's almost, you know how in the Bible it talks about how sometimes the high priest or whatnot, when there's a sin, they take their clothing and they rip it.
Yeah,
this kid lifted up his shirt. He goes, oh.
Really?
Oh, gosh. It was just, it was like I was sitting there, I'm going, he was so, and see, the whole reason the dad did this is because he said, you need to go out and get work. You need to be working. You need to be taking care of the business, not playing these games. Yeah. And anyway, and this kid was pleading and everything else, and the dad went right over this.
Well, you know, for for that, I would say it probably shouldn't have got to that point. It's probably the dad's fault that it got to that point in the first place. It should never get to that place where you have to do that. Now he might be redeeming the time.
Yes.
That may be what he's doing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we do have to take those kind of – if you do have older kids like that, you're going to have to – do things that are going to tighten down on what they're doing, what they're able to do. And that, unfortunately, is going to be some pain involved, but there's going to be some pain involved when you choose to walk a little bit more of a righteous life. And the work thing is, and it can even go the opposite way for a lot of men. They spend all their time at work, and then there's no time with the family. There's no time with the, and the thing is, it's not even just, it's, there's no quality time with them. They'll bring their work home or something, and then they'll do all their work at home while the kids, once again, are doing their own thing, or the wife is doing stuff with their friends, but they don't really sit down and demand a family time together and teaching or what. It doesn't even, I mean, teaching's fine, but it just doing something together.
Well, the thing is that sometimes even the actions, the interaction with the children learn what my dad is trying to teach me as a result of being with him sometimes. Okay. The way that we talk to him, the way that we act with him, the way that we show them, hey, let me show you, see this grasshopper? Watch what, we'll put him in a jar and let's watch his legs, how his back legs.
That's,
you know, there are certain things. I mean, I just threw that out
there. But, that's good quality time that those are kids things, enjoy.
Exactly. Yeah. But we don't think about that because sometimes nobody's ever shown us that.
Yeah.
So we don't even know ourselves.
Okay, that's true.
So that's part of the ministry that we're in. There's a part of me, I'm sitting here and going, you know what? One of the basic things in life that we need to be able to show other men is how to be that father, how to be that husband, how to give them application. These are some of the things to be able to do, you know?
Amen.
And most guys say, oh, I don't need to do that. I don't need to know how to love my wife. I know how to love my wife. I just get her some flowers or whatever.
That's
really?
That's not love.
That's not what it's all about. No, that's part of it. But that's not what it's all about, you know? And with our kids, oh, hey, I give them, look, I work hard. They've got a house to live in. They've got some toys to play with. You know,
they're
they don't.
Good. Well, it's kind of like the faith without works. It's was it James? He says, show me your faith, I'll show you my faith with works. You got to do all that, but you also got to do it with the love. You got to have the quality time with them. So, yes, everything that's yours, you got to give them the house to live in, a vehicle to drive. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. But you also need to add on to that the love and compassion and the time that you need to spend with them. So you can't just have it goes back. You can't just give them everything that they need and have no time with them. And you can't just spend all the time with them and not have any work. It goes back to what you were saying earlier. So you got to have both. So it's kind of like the faith with works. So,
you know, I don't know why, but there's I was thinking of this movie when I was my kids were younger. And dad, he shrunk the kids. What's it called?
Oh, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, yeah. That's the second one.
Well, anyway, the first one.
I just watched that.
That's a very cool movie to watch with your kids. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because the kids are going to say, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's so much bigger. Now it gives you an opportunity to be able to take them out to the yard or whatnot.
Interact with them.
And show them. Mm-hmm. Look at these blades of grass. See these little blades? That's what it would look like if you were this small.
Yeah.
You know, it would be this like this. And now you have an opportunity to say, whoa.
Yeah.
So now they look at things a little differently. Their dog that's a little dog all of a sudden looks like a huge monster. You know, the little caterpillar all of a sudden it looks like he's coming at me with these little things that are going, oh, he's trying to eat me.
It brings them alive. When the dad gets involved, it brings the family alive is what it comes to.
Yes.
And when the dad's not involved, everyone just kind of does their own thing because the dad is and should be the authoritative figure of the house to lead and direct them in the right path. So,
all right. Well, let's talk about that. Let's take another quick break here, and we'll come back and talk about this thing about being an authoritarian. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Every life is unique. Every life has a purpose. So when it comes time to remember the life of a loved one who has passed on, Cascade Monuments can help memorialize that special loved one through a personally designed monument. Cascade Monuments can engrave stones with the image of a person's face, majestic mountain scenes, sailboats, and more. Some monuments even contain built-in solar-powered video screens, and at the push of a button, a video montage will reveal the loved one's life. Learn more by visiting CascadeMonuments.com.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. One of the things that we're hammering through, because there's so many things that we could talk about concerning families and responsibilities for dads. We talked about a little bit here already about taking the responsibility of work and being responsible and taking care of. You know, sometimes not so much about getting a career other than just getting a job sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You may not own your own home, and maybe your vehicle is not working that great, and maybe, you know, there's a lot of things that just need assistance, but you just don't have the means of doing it. Well, instead of just trying to get the perfect career to be able to do that, just get a job. And start bringing that in, because the things that we end up doing, our kids will end up watching and seeing, and they'll all of a sudden maybe say, "Hey, well, look at that, Dad's at least working."
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing what kids pay attention to and realize. I mean, it is amazing. Even at a young age, we don't give them the credit that they deserve for them paying attention and watching the things that happen in the family.
Yes.
So even for my little one, my little one will say something like, "Where did that come from?" But it's just because he's always watching. He's always paying attention.
And I'm kind of leading into a place where men, one of the things that we so desire, our hearts desire, and it's part of being a man, okay, is that we desire to be respected, okay? Not only by our peers and people that we know, but our wives, okay?
Yeah.
We actually desire this. And sometimes, and from our children, we definitely desire that to take place. And that desire becomes more of the, hey, this is the way it's got to be. I want you to respect me. And so,
get it.
Yes, I'm going to get it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now you cross the line into becoming an authoritarian, dictator, you know, a controller. And all these things do is really, you may think that you're going to be able to get them closer to you, but it really pushes them away.
It does.
It really pushes. It creates an impasse. It creates this where there's no way of being able to build a bridge across, because you just keep saying, this is what you got to do. You better just do what I say and not what
A lot of it, I think, just comes from just a lack of love for the family is what it comes from. Just not loving them enough. It just goes back to being selfish when we just want things our way. It's just being impatient. Like I was with my boy with the milk. It's not a big deal to spill milk. If he died today, I'd be pretty upset at myself for getting upset about some milk. I mean, I would be. So that's the kind of stuff I was thinking about when the Lord convicted me about it. And it just I crossed the line of being probably authoritative in that aspect by coming down on him about spilling milk before he even spilt it. But I do think it is important that the man takes the leadership role of saying, this is what the family needs to be doing. This is how we're going to honor God. This is how we're going to act and walk with God. If the man doesn't do that, there's no direction for the family.
Well, and there's not a disagreement but the fact is that you cannot take authority unless you have authority.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And when you start using the Word of God and start using God, not in blasphemous way. Yeah.
Well, I would say not using the word of God as in like, this is scripture, this is what the setting, you act completely different. You're using it, not using it to push your motives, to push what you want. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're actually bringing it as a
collectively
to bring light,
as a whole. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Saying, hey, you know what? We're going to do what God tells us to do. That's why we are, men are created to be teachers.
Amen.
We're created to be teachers. We love to teach. Yep. What guy who has a hobby or something that he loves to do doesn't like showing somebody what he knows?
I don't know
about it. I mean,
who doesn't like
seriously,
doing it? Yeah.
Every guy loves to do that. I don't care what it is.
Yep.
Maybe the guy's only good at just swinging a baseball bat.
Really, he's going to enjoy showing someone.
You know
someone.
What? Yeah. He's going to enjoy showing how to be able to do that. If you love being able to paint cars and be able to repair cars, and you have a car that you've been working on or whatever, you love Santa. Look at this paint job.
Yeah.
Look at this.
It's
just, you know, so there's always something. So we love to teach. We love to be able to show and to be able to tell.
A lot of that comes from, I think we were talking a little about this morning, maybe I don't remember right, but anyway, the men that you respect in your life, like if someone does do a good job at painting a car, you're going to go ask them a question about it because you respect what they're doing, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the same thing is with our family. You demand respect from your family, right? But your family's not going to give you the respect unless they see that you really deserve the respect.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they're sitting like, oh, I'm not respect you because you don't deserve it. But what it comes down to is they're not going to trust you. They're not going to put their faith in you if they see that you're not a good leader, if you're not trustworthy to have the respect for.
You know, and that's so important. We don't see that sometimes because, okay, now I'm going to talk to the men. I'm talking to the men who maybe didn't have a dad.
Hmm.
It didn't have a man in their life that actually showed them some of the things that were a good role model, to show them some of the things that are so necessary for us to be able to, in a sense, survive in this world.
Yeah.
Okay? Not saying that, I mean, so many of our fathers maybe were not godly men, but to be able to learn things on what to do and what not to do.
To set up a camping tent or something. Yeah, just simple things like that.
Or,
yeah.
You know what? You don't try to cross this road until that light turns green.
Yeah, it is. Just, it's life lessons.
Yes.
Yeah, life lessons.
And sometimes we think that, hey, but you cannot give something away you don't have yourself.
Amen.
So unless you've actually experienced something or been able to see that this works, we can read it in a book.
And we can sure tell it.
And we can tell it, applying it, maybe the best thing to do sometimes is with our own children, becoming vulnerable with them in the sense of letting them know, say, you know what, I've never experienced this before, but we've read about it. Let's go find out what it's like to do this. You know, we can do this together so we can all learn at the same time. And I'll tell you what, I don't care if it's riding a bicycle. Think of, are you maybe going to fall or something like that and whatever? Sure, they're going to fall too.
Yeah.
And it could be fun.
Well, it's a good bonding for both of you. The experience that you'll have for a lifetime. And you laugh about it and you'll talk about it forever, where if you don't ever get out and do that, then you're not going to have anything to talk about.
Yes.
Except for, remember, you play video games all the time when you were a kid?
Exactly.
And I watch TV.
Well, see, those are things that are, when we interact, again, this is back to doing what Jesus did. It's all relational.
Amen.
It's relational.
Yep.
It has to be relational. Everything does. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. And I want to talk about, let's talk about what does this look like in application, okay, for us to be able to do things differently than we've ever done before.
To have quality time. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Men, don't fight your battle alone. Download our podcast to your iPod every day and take Band of Brothers Radio with you. We got your back covered.
If you're a man that is struggling with alcohol, drugs, pornography, money issues, gambling, there is hope for you. On Monday nights, we have Valiant Warriors, and I invite you to come and check this out. You will come to learn very quickly that you're not alone in your challenge, that there's no judgment nor condemnation. A group of men who are willing to say, I need help. If you live in Whatcom County, come and check us out on Monday nights, every Monday night at 6 p.m. You will not regret it, because there is hope and you can break free. For more information, go to bandofbrothersforchrist.org and click on Valiant Warriors.
And you want to get away from the madness. You just call my name and I'll be there. You just call my name and I'll be there.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. We've got a few minutes here, and you know, one of the things that I think is so important for us as men to realize is that there are things that we've had to learn. And the only way that I am going to learn anything, if I put myself in a position to receive.
To get taught.
Yeah, yeah. To receive. Mm-hmm. The best way to be a pupil, in a sense, is to attempt to be a teacher.
Amen.
You get to a place where you want to teach your son how to swing a baseball bat, or for that matter, even a golf club. Let's just use something like that. You're going to do whatever's necessary to find out how you can learn how to do that, so you can show him how to do that, because you want him to learn from you rather than from someone else. Not that he can't learn from someone else, but you want...
Well, as a dad, you want that,
So with that same premise, you're actually, when you want to be a teacher, when you want to show them something, you have to be a pupil to be a teacher.
Amen.
Right? So same thing goes with the Word of God. Now, I'm sitting here, I'm talking with CJ, and I've known CJ for a few years, and I know where he, the area of life he's come from, and has seen the changes that have taken place. So, and this isn't to highlight CJ, he's just an example, because there's not another guy in the room other than me right now. And but the simple fact is that what is it that you found instrumental in being able to learn the things that you've learned? Yes, I know you love God, and I know you want to do
but
this.
But how do we put it into
application? Yeah, in application, well, how did you learn this?
It was just getting involved primarily with other men, not other women. It's other men, because you can't learn how to be a father from another woman. You really shouldn't be spending time, and that's another topic anyways. But it's spending time with other, and it's not just men. It's godly men who are seeking the Lord, the Lord, and you can see in them the righteousness of the Lord, and that's
and you see in them something that you want.
Yes, and that's who you want to hook up with. That's who you want to stay close to. That's who you want to talk to. That's who you want to be involved with. Have
how difficult is it for a guy to ask a question for help?
It's pretty hard. I mean it.
Us old guys, it's difficult, but even young guys.
Yeah,
like
pride is what it comes down to. Okay. We don't want to admit that we don't know something, especially when it comes to our family, raising our family. We don't want to admit that, I probably don't spend the time I should with my family. I don't really have a good relationship with my wife, so how should I go about this? Because we open up and say, I'm screwing up right now, and no one wants to admit that, unfortunately. And usually it takes the Lord humbling us a great deal to get us to that point where we're like, okay, I got to fix something. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to ask. I'm going to talk to other men to lead me and direct me in the right way so that I can give away what now I've received. So
really what it comes down to is that relationship, once again.
Yeah, it is.
Becomes so important of us being able to drop our pride and our ego and reach out and to ask.
Yeah, right? With other men. Communion with other men is... that is huge with other. I was saying at the break is that it was much harder for me to pray with my. I couldn't pray with my wife because we didn't have. We weren't married at the time, but anyways, I didn't have a good relationship with her. But it was much easier once I got used to being around other men to pray with other men. After I learned to pray with other men, I was then able to pray with my wife, because I believe it is much harder to pray for your wife, especially if there isn't a good relationship there, than it is to pray with other men. Because other men, you may not have the history of the past that you've had with your wife, so you're not going to have that with the other men. You're not going to have that hurt or that pain, so you're going to be much more willing to open up with the men. And then once the Lord does a work in you, then you're going to be able to apply that to your family.
Amen.
So,
a lot of things that we can learn as being a godly man. But the best way of doing it is just seek God. He'll put.
Amen.
He'll actually ask him. He'll put the right people in front of you.
Amen.
In the book of James, chapter 5, verse 13, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other.
Amen.
And pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
Amen.
Would you pray for the rest of our brothers?
Lord, I ask that you give us a desire and a fire to become righteous men so that our prayers are powerful and effective and that we may be able to be a blessing to our families, Lord. Please bless and watch over the fathers out there. Teach them and instruct them in the way of the Lord that they may bring their family up in the fear of you, Father. So we bless your name. We ask for guidance and direction in your life this day, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.